Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Johan Els, the joyride, I should say, always takes you through. Last week I spoke about him as intelligent, and he sent me a message that says, "Noch all intelligence, noch all." You are intelligent, my brother. You are intelligence, eh? You are the captain of this boat. Don't forget that. You're the captain of this boat. Keep that head on and continue to guide us as we follow along. We have our guests. I will introduce them as we go on. Yet in this segment, the first segment, I would start to like to talk to Muruti Muraka. He's on the line. My brother, my friend, my groot man, Muruti, greetings.
Yila. I greet in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua Mashiach. Yes, great to be on the show with you and all the men of God that are partaking. And I also greet them. I greet also the listeners,
yeah,
in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior.
Amen to that. Muruti, we are continuing with last week's issue of what is the family of Yahuwah all about. And we touched many aspects last week, and people touched many aspects last week. We are looking also into how does it show that we are a family of Yahuwah, and what is the spiritual relationship that is evident between the Father and His family, between the Creator, Yahuwah Elohim, and His family, which is you and me, every one of us who believe in Him and follow Him. I'm looking on the word of Matthew chapter 12, verses 50. It says, "For whosoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." What is the spiritual relationship? How do we see that we are the family of the Father? It is when we do the will of Him, our Father who is in heaven. And Yahushua HaMashiach says, "For whosoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Amazing. Luke chapter 8, verse 21 says the same thing. "But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of the Father and do it." They are these who hear the word of the Father and do it. And so we see that this relationship is having obedience unto the Father as its foundation. Murud, what comes to mind about that?
Yes, what comes to mind is this. Point number one. Mm. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, from the beginning, introduces spiritual things through fleshly things, touchable things, which are used as parables, as similitudes, as comparisons, as shadows, as copies, as types, even to the point that they are actually stand-ins in terms of representation, likeness. And one is highlighting that because he if he did not teach us through parables, through copies, through shadows, through these things, we wouldn't get to know what he wants us to know. So he first showed us the issue of family. He showed it to us through the man Abraham. When he called him, and then he made him a family, and then he was saying, Abraham teaches his family to know my laws, to know my commandments, to know my ordinances. But also that through Abraham, I'm going to bless the families of all the nations. And then he starts to show us through his relationship with Abraham and his descendants what family means. And in family, you cannot divorce covenant, because covenant is a relationship between someone who is senior and someone who is junior. So in a family, the father is senior, and the children, the whole family is actually junior to him. And in a covenant relationship, the senior partner promises provision, promises protection. The junior partner promises obedience. He was teaching this thing thoroughly, coming through all the covenants he was shaping and provisioning, until he came to King David, where he said to King David, and we read this in Chronicles in the past, but I want to read it in 2 Samuel chapter 7, where he said from verse 12 that David will rest with his fathers. And then he said in verse 18, I'll set up your seed after you, who will come from your loins, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. I want to stop just there. And then jump to verse 15. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed before you. I'm highlighting this because when Yeshua HaMashiach was born, the angel, when he came in Luke, talking to the virgin who was found suitable in the eyes of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, be the carrier of the Son of God, the one he had promised to David, so that he could build his family here on earth through the Son of God. Now, the angel says to this Miriam in verse 30, then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Miriam, for you have found grace with Elohim. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yeshua. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob towards the end, and of his kingdom there will be no end. What we read in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and what we are reading here concurs that Yeshua HaMashiach, who was conceived by Miriam, through the overshadowing of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is the Son of God. And where you read, you were saying that he said that whoever does the will of his father is family to him.
Yeah.
In other words, this is the family that God is building. And in John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, he says, but as many as took him, that is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the anointed one, to them he gave the permission or the authority to become children of Elohim, to those who believe upon his name, upon the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who were begotten not out of blood. Now he's now showing that the family of God is not one of these families that were types, that were copies, that were shadows, good as they are, necessary as they were, in order to teach us about the true family of God. He tells us here now, the writer of the book of Yohanan, that they are not begotten out of blood. In other words, they do not exist through a natural means where a man's seed is made to join a woman's egg, and then a child is born. They are also not born out of the will of the flesh. In other words, the flesh being human beings, they don't come about with a plan to produce these children of God. And it is not the will of men, a husband. In other words, we know that children come about when a male and a female get together, copulate, and the female conceives. Now, he's making it clear that it does not come that way. To be a child of God does not come that way. It comes out of Elohim himself. And how does he do this? John chapter 3, verse 6 says this: that which is begotten out of the flesh is flesh, and that which is begotten out of the spirit is spirit. So, those who put their trust on Yeshua HaMashiach, their spirits are begotten out of the Spirit of God, and therefore they become children of God, they become family of God. And for them to continue in this family, the necessity is that they should fulfill their covenantal obligation. What is the covenantal obligation? It's exactly what you read in Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. Doing the will of the Father. In other words, we need to know the will of the Father who was revealed by his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. So his work here on earth was to reveal, was to explain the Father and explain this name, Father, that we understand that we have now a family which is the true family, the real family. All other families are only copies. And it's not only true, but it's authentic, because there are some families which are false, like when people cohabit, and then they say they are a family. It's a false family. Or where you have those of the same sex gender coming together and saying they are married, and then it's a false family. It's not authentic. But the other families, like the family you come out of, my brother, the family I come out of, which are fleshly families, they are actually copies of the true family, because Yeshua HaMashiach in being born He is the only one. That's why they came to understand that he is the Son of God. And that's why every time somebody had that revelation that he is the Son of God, he would say to them, "It did not come to you out of human understanding, but it's my Father who revealed it to you." Because in Matthew chapter 12 also, he says, "No one knows the Father except the Son." Mm. And no one knows the Son except the Father. And those to whom the Son plans to reveal the Father. So he is revealed by the Son so that we can understand that there is this family which is a spiritual family, but it is the real family. It is the true family. All other families which met the criterion, fleshly families, were only just copies. They were not the true one. The true one is that which is made of those who are born out of the Spirit of God because they put their trust on the Son of God. And when they do that, their spirit are born into the family of God. And they continue in this family through obedience to the Father's will. And who reveals the Father's will? The Son of God. The Son of Eli.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. I hear you with regards to that. And when we come back to you, I am going to be asking you this very aspect. Now, this is a spiritual relationship that the family has with the Father. And these days, we tend to hear people saying we are the family of the Father without actually really bringing into recognizance the basis of obedience. But there are also promises that show that, or a spiritual relationship that would denote and show that indeed one is a family of the Father, the family of Yahuwah Elohim. And we are going to look into that right after this.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. This is your show. It's your talk show. And you can talk to us just as much as you want. We are touching base on the very issue of the family of Yahuwah, what it is even all about. And you can call this a part four of a sort. As people were urging me last week, say, "No, you must have a part four." Yeah, of a sort about the issue. I'm really encouraged, you know, that we learn about being the family of the Father. And then I had taken it now a step further that we look into our relationship with Him, our spiritual relationship with Him. Romans chapter 8, verses 17, Muruti Mraka says, "And if children, then heirs of Yahuwah, and join heirs with the Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." Here's another spiritual relationship. We suffer with Him, we also are glorified together with Him. Joint heirs in Him, Elohim, our Elohim. Joint heirs in Him with Christ together. This indeed should be denoting and showing some parts of a true spiritual relationship that we have with our Father. It's not that it is in all these good things, but in everything, including the sufferings. And that is one aspect that many people do not want to touch at times. And even in preachings, they don't want to touch that, which really troubles me as to why would it be that they don't touch it. Now, in Romans chapter 9, verses 26, it says, "It shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' that they shall be called sons of the living Father." Sons of the living Father, the living Yahuwah, the living Elohim. "They shall be known as such, those who are called, that who are also referred to, that they are not my people. They shall be called such." It brings me again to that very aspect of many people who basically accord to themselves alone and say, we are the ones who are children of the Father, others are not. And I'm afraid that the ones that we refer to as not can actually surprise us and be known as the ones that are. Murid, what comes to mind about this?
Yeah, what comes to mind is that when you opened this question, you read Romans chapter 8, where actually it says, if we are children, we are also heirs. That is how things work. That in a family, the father gives his children an inheritance. And that must be settled, that the true family also should have an inheritance. Now, the copy families, as I said earlier on, talking to the issue that those that are fleshly are actually copies, shadows, and so forth. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, from verse 8, where he's speaking to Israel in the flesh, he says, when the Most High divided the nations, when he dispersed the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the nations according to the number of the angels of Elohim. And his people, Jacob, became the portion of Yudabaghe. Israel was the line of his inheritance. So, very clearly, it says in the physical, Israel did not have an angel over them as a nation. But all other nations had angels over them. In the physical. But the Lord himself, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohei Tzevaot, became the one over Israel, and they became his inheritance, and he became their inheritance. Because he wanted to show us that when he chooses people, when he now brings the true family forth, that true family will be his inheritance, and they will also inherit him. And that's why Romans chapter 9, which you quoted, that where they were called not a people, not even my people, now they will be called my people. Who are these? Those of the nations who were assigned to angels. When they put their trust on the Son of God, they gain entrance into the true family. And they also gain entrance to the glorious riches of Elohim's inheritance in his Holy One. That's why in Ephesians chapter 1, this is what Paul says. When he heard that these people have faith in Adonai Yeshua and that they have love for the Holy Ones, he did not stop being grateful for them before and making mention of them in his prayers. And what was that prayer? Verse 17. That Elohim of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the specific knowledge of him. The eyes of your deep thinking being enlightened, that you may instinctively know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the Holy One, and what is the exceeding greatness of his ability toward us who believe, according to the effectuating of his strong power, which he effectuated in Hamashiach when he raised him out of the defunct and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and authority and ability and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Now, in short, where am I going? I'm going there where he says, he'll open the eyes of our deep thinking, our pondering, our musing, so that we will specifically know the riches of his, of the glory of his inheritance in the same, in that he is our inheritance. We inherit the Holy Spirit who comes and dwells in us with all the ability of God. And he inherits us as his people now. Where we were called no people at all, we are now his people. Because what does he say? We become his holy nation, his purchased people, a chosen generation. And for us, it is to proclaim his moral excellencies, because we have been translated out of darkness into his marvelous light. And this is what we are in him, his family.
Yeah. Now, this heritage also implies something, Muruti. It implies also that we share with him in everything, including his sufferings. I want to know why people don't also emphasize that. They only speak of the good, but they don't speak of this, also the bad that may come across.
The reality is this. Yeshua himself says this in Luke chapter 24, when he resurrected out of the defunct. And they still had a problem understanding what is happening. Verse 45, he opened their mind that they might understand the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was bound for the anointed one to suffer and to resurrect out of the defunct the third day. And that change of thinking and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Now, Paul says something. He says, my sufferings are filling in what is still lacking in the flesh regarding the sufferings of HaMashiach. In other words, we are his family. We are part of him. We have to go through suffering as well. Why? Because these sufferings are separating us from Adam into HaMashiach. He suffered, died, that he might open a door for those that were prisoners in Adam to come out and enter into the second human being, who is HaMashiach himself as the head, and we are members of his body. And we cannot transition from Adam into him without tasting suffering. He says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be confident. Cheer. I've overcome the world. And what has overcome? His faith. And also in 1 John it says, we overcome the world through, and that is through our faith. Why? What are we overcoming in the world? Tribulation, suffering. When we go through suffering, we must count it all joy. You know why? Because that is one sign also which is indicating you are not of the old, the aged, but you are of the fresh now.
Right. Because I think it's very fundamental that the attachment to the Father should not be overemphasized only on one side, whereas this aspect also is overlooked. The very aspect of a spiritual relationship is that in the sufferings also a connection is evidenced. If we say we are the family of Yahuwah Elohim, if we say we are his family, we evidence also these things. All right. We'll be back after this message.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
As we are going to the final part of this show tonight, Moruti, you know, I always ask myself this, that we are actually connected in such a way that we don't talk about it. Because if we truly are a family of our Father who is in heaven, we should also be able to connect in the manner that we see the connection being spoken of in the word. Romans 16, verses 13, check it out. It says, greet Rufus, chosen in Christ, and his mother and mine. You know, your mother is my mother. Your wife is my sister, is my family. My affectionate longing for her and for you, it should denote or it should show the attachment that we have together in the Father, and the way we refer to one another, not just as fellow parishioners and people who have the same conviction about Yahuwah Elohim and Yahusha HaMashiach, but it should go beyond that. In that we long to see the welfare of each other. We also keep in mind each other. That shows the love that we have for each other, that these indeed have a spiritual connection with the Heavenly Father. They are a family. And then when you look also in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, for this reason, I've sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord. It doesn't say that's my spiritual son. No, no. And it says also, and faithful son, who is, it says, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. This attachment is just amazing. It's a family corresponding within itself. And those who deliver messages are also a family. This is a true brotherhood that permeates in this relationship with the Father. Another indicator this is that we are the family of the Father. Muruti?
Amen. Mm. It started with our Lord and Savior when he was hanging on that execution stake. On the tree in John chapter 19 verse 25 it says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Miriam the wife of Cleopas and Miriam Magdalena. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Very clear, supporting what you were saying, my brother. And also in what you were reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I just also feel I should just add in verse 17 that for this reason, I've sent Timothy to you, who's my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. I'm just saying, I don't know why it was translated son. The word, the underlying word, the original word is child. And I think it has created more damage because we have come up with these other things which are not, which are moving away from actually seeing that when we are mentoring others, we should really look at them as family. But not usurp the authority of our Father.
Yeah.
Now, the last scripture I want to read is 1 John chapter 1, which says in from verse 5, this is the message which you have heard from him and announced to you, that Elohim is light, and in him there is no dark at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, his son, cleanses us from all sin. It is important to be transparent to one another, as we are transparent to one another, as family. You know, as family, we are transparent. Your natural family, you are transparent to them. You don't hide things from them. Mm. And in your transparency to them, they know your weaknesses, they know your strength. And this is necessary, that we walk that way amongst those that say we are children of God. When we are transparent with one another, we walk in the light, so that we help one another. We wash one another's feet, like Jesus said we should wash one another's feet, which means we help one another sort out things that are not okay. Lastly, I want to say, because we are one in the Spirit, Jesus prayed that we be one in the Spirit to the Father, and we are one in the Spirit. But if you look at the book of Acts, we are commanded to walk in unanimity, in one accordness. And that one accordness demands that we agree, even when we do not agree. We don't point score. We, instead of scoring points against each other, you look out for embracing the other one. Even if you are not agreeing on certain things, you look past those things and embrace, because the relationship of brother and sister and brother and brother and brother and mother in Christ is more important than our selfish ambition. I stop there.
Sure. Muruti, thank you so much, and much blessings to you. We really appreciate you. And pass our regards at home.
Hallelujah. And do the same, my brother, at home as well. We thank God.
Shalom. Shalom, Muruti.
Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.